First of all, I'd like to wish everyone a happy new year. It's not here yet, but it will be in just a few hours. And we love New Year's. We love New Year's. You know why? Because we have a fresh start. Everybody likes something new, right? We like new clothes, new houses, new cars, new computers, new phones. Everything that's new, we love it. And so as New Year's begins, it gives us an opportunity to start fresh. Some of us are really excited about this year because it gives us that opportunity to really start over and to become that fresh start. Now, for businesses, come Tuesday morning, for the businesses, end-of-year inventory. And if you've ever taken an end-of-year inventory, it can be very painful. It can be very stressing. But it's something that has to be done. You know, it's painful but necessary reality because the business has to know where they stand. They have to know what position they're in, where they're at, okay? And what they do is they take all the information that has been gathered through this inventory and they look at all this information and they decide what changes need to take place. It helps them understand where they stand as a business, okay? And everyone that owns a business or has taken part in it understands this. Okay? Now, as Christians, we need to stop at the end of each year and measure our progress as well. Sometimes it's very painful, but it is a much-needed process that we need to go through. And we really don't like to look at ourselves a lot. It's so much easier to look at the other person and see their mistakes. It's so easier to look at the other person and to inventory their lives than it is to inventory our own. But just like a business, it's very necessary each year that we stop and we take a look at ourselves. This is not just something we should do, but as Christians, we're going to look at many scriptures today that says each man should examine himself, okay? And we're going to see through these scriptures that we are to take a look at ourselves each year, each day, each Sunday, and to see where we stand as Christians. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 40. Now, in this book, in the midst of all his lamenting, in the midst of all his wonders about life and all the painful things that he's going through in life, the writer tells us here, let us examine our ways and test them, and then let us return to the Lord. He's saying here, as we go through life, we take a self-examination, and we find the things in life that need to be corrected, and we correct them, okay? We find where we're at. We bring the problems we have to God. We have anything that is unconfessed, we need to bring it because unconfessed sins are dangerous, okay? They're very dangerous. You know, one of the biggest problems that as the people that I deal with each day through outreach, you know, the biggest problem is unresolved issues. You know, with married couples, the biggest problem is unresolved issues. Anybody who's took psych classes, they stress the two main reasons people get angry or upset is false expectations and unresolved issues. And that's what he's telling us here. In the midst of all of this, we have issues that we need to look at that need to be resolved. It's something that we are told to do on a regular basis. You know, this morning we was to take a self-examination. That we was to take a look at ourselves. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, as we look at that verse of Scripture, it says everyone. It doesn't say Lance, Will, and Danny. It doesn't say elders. It doesn't say deacons. It doesn't say main ones in the community. It says everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and before they drink of the cup. You see, when we come to the Lord's table, see, we need to take a look at ourselves. We need to see the sins that need to be confessed and that needs to be forsaken. We need to look at the restitutions that maybe need to be made in our life, apologies that need to be made to someone we have offended. We need to make sure that we are a proper standing within our soul. You know, that's why Jesus stressed the fact, settle your matters quickly. You notice when he taught that? He said, before you come to the altar, settle your matters. You know why? Because Jesus knew that unresolved issues, unsettled matters are dangerous. They're dangerous for our soul. They're dangerous for us as Christians. So that's why we should look at ourselves, and because he doesn't want anything to hinder our spiritual growth. He doesn't want anything to separate us from him. He wants that union and connection all the time. So we should examine our lives. We should learn to do it and take part in it every Sunday. And at the end of this year, we need to stop and take a look at ourselves. And I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching to you. Because this is what I need to do this year. And I'm going to talk this morning about what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop and I'm going to take a long look at myself. Because there are so many things within me that needs to be changed. There's so many things that God has planned. There's so many spiritual things that need to take place. I need to stop, gather all this information, and I need to see where I stand as a Christian. I need to see where I'm at. I need to see which direction I need to go. I need to understand this about my life. You know, every year we make New Year's resolutions, don't we? And you know why? Because we know what's wrong and we know it needs to be fixed. It's exactly what it is. I need to lose weight. Well, we know what the problem is, don't we? We want to fix it. Okay? I need to exercise more. I need to be more kinder to other people. I need to be more involved in the community. I need to do more charitable things. We know what the problem is. We know what's wrong and we need to fix it. So as I will take part in this year, this will be my resolution to take that long look at myself. Okay? And this is the scripture that I will follow this year. And I hope each one of us do it as well. And as I look at this, this is going to help remind us and remind me of what I need to do as a Christian. It's found as in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. I want us to really go back and forth on this morning. It says, examine yourself. Once again, we see a scripture where it tells us what? To examine ourselves. To see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Or do you not realize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you fail the test? So what is the purpose of an inventory or self-examination? To find the good as well as the bad? We need to find the things in our life that need changing. But what about the good things in our life? What about the things this year that worked? What about the progress we have made this year? What about the things that we were involved in that was successful? You know, how about the good things in our lives? We need to focus on the good as well as the bad. We also need to focus on the things we need to keep, the things we need to build on and modify. In other words, our special qualities that we have. You know, each one of us here has a special quality that can be shared in the kingdom. God has given each one of us a gift. Mine is not singing, I can tell you that now. But God has given each one of us a gift, some to teach, some to preach, some to just welcome. He's given, and as we take this year of end of year inventory or we take this self-examination, find out what your qualities are. You know, we have people here that are good at serving others and preparing the meals and serving and all the, they know what their place is. They can examine themselves and see what they can do better and how they can improve on the thing. But each one of us has that special skill. We need to learn to use these special qualities. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14 through 20. It tells us, even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not the hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not be for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not be for that reason to stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body was an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Where are we in all of this? What part of the body are you? Where do we belong in the kingdom? If we sit and we pray and we take a long look at it, we'll see where we fit in. we'll see what our purpose is and what God has for us. There's things in our life that we need to keep and we need to build on. Okay? And also, there are things in our life that need discarding. This is where it gets ugly. Okay? There are things in our life that we need to do away with. Okay? He tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 29 through 30. He says, if the right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Now, do you think Jesus really wanted us to maim ourselves? Because I could pluck my eyes out and still lust, because that's a heart thing. Okay? And if that was true, I would have no hands, I would have no feet, I would have no eyes, no head, no I'd be just a little stub rolling around on a board if this was true. But what Jesus wants us to see here and what he's trying to tell us, there's something that may be connected to you. There's something that may be a part of you. There is something that you may consider useful in what you do. But if it's a hindrance, it needs to go. This is where it gets hard. This is the part where we quit. So resolutions, all these things, this is where we quit. Because, see, what happens, too many times we tolerate sin in our lives, and when we leave that unchecked, it eventually destroys us. You know, it could be a bad habit. It could be this bad habit that we're experiencing. I know over the years, I've had to break such habits. And it's very painful because it had become a part of me. Okay, and it was connected to me. And I had to sever that from me. And that's painful. And that's what he's saying here. When we check ourselves, when we evaluate ourselves, when we inventory ourselves, we need to find the things that are destroying us, even though you think it's connected, even though you think it's a part of you, it needs to go. And as we look close within ourselves, we see those things. And we know those things. The other thing that self-inventory or self-examination does, it's also critical for us to understand our new direction, okay? God may have something special for us this year. God may be having something planned for us. Or maybe in our Christian faith, maybe we don't know which direction we need to go. You know, water that stands still becomes stagnant. Stagnant water produces nothing. Okay, so maybe in our life, maybe in our Christian walk, we need to find where we need to branch out. Maybe we need to find where we need to do. You know, I remember once when I was years ago when I started to work, when I went to work for Halliburton as a young man, they sent me to the fifth largest city in the United States to take some classes, to take some training. Okay, and I'm from a little town in central Louisiana, and I go to this big city, I got lost. I wanted to see. You know, the biggest building we had was the bank, and it was two stories in Alexandria, and that was as big as we had. So I see all these buildings, I'm going to see. Okay, I got lost. Okay, normally, I've always known if the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west, I can never get lost because I know I always know what's east and west. But that day, it was cloudy. And I didn't know where I was at. So I said, you know, good old common horse sense kicks in, you know. So I'm like, well, I'll just call the place I need to go. They'll tell me where I need to be. So I called a lady. I said, ma'am, how do I get to where you at? She said, where are you? I said, I don't know. She said, I can't help you. And I said, what do you mean? She said, sir, if you don't know where you at, how do you expect me to tell you which way to go? So the first thing I had to do was find out where I was at. Then she was able to direct me where I needed to go. And maybe in our Christian walk, maybe in our Christian fellowship, maybe we don't know where we at. Maybe we don't understand which direction we need to take. We can't sit still. We need to move. We need to be in the process of moving, but maybe we don't know. So through this self-examination, let us find out where we're at. Also, self-inventory or self-examination is to help us find the aspect of our character. Maybe somewhere along the way, we forgot who we were, okay? Maybe somewhere along the way, we forgot the things that mattered. Maybe we have drifted away, okay? Maybe we have allowed things to cause us to fear. Okay, fear will imprison you. Okay, you miss out on so much when you live in fear because you don't reach out, you don't do the things you're supposed to do. And if we're living in fear, we're unable to move forward. Maybe we've drifted away. Maybe we're living in fear. Maybe we have given up. Maybe you have allowed Satan to bully you. Okay? And maybe you don't know where you're at, and maybe you don't know who you are. Okay? And he tells us, and we're going to look back at the scripture that we this morning I said would be the scripture that I will follow this year. And that's in 2 Corinthians 13, 5. And he tells us to examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. And look what else he said. He said, do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Have we forgotten that? Have we forgotten who we are, that we are Christians? Have we not forgotten that we belong to Christ Jesus? Have you not forgotten that your sins are taken care of? Have you not forgotten, or have you forgotten, that your price has been paid already? We don't need to be afraid, people. We don't need to be left out. We don't need to be bullied by Satan. He tells us, do you not realize you are in Christ Jesus? Sinful man can walk with God. We are forgiven by the blood of Jesus, and we can walk with God. We're not in a bondage of sin anymore, people. I owe nothing. My price has been paid. I owe nothing. There is no reason for me to be afraid. There is no reason for me to be bullied by Satan. There is no reason that I can't move forward. There's no reason that I should be stuck in the bondage of sin. I need to be focused and I need to move forward. Haven't we forgot that? And that's what he's trying to tell us in that scripture. Examine yourself, see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not realize who you are? Do you not realize that you are a child of God? That even though we have sinned, we walk with God? Now, for an inventory to be successful, nothing can be hidden, okay? Hidden items can be costly, just like a store, okay? You can hide something and get away with it. Next year, come inventory, you're going to have to account for that. Somewhere along the way, it's going to have to be accounted for. And what we do, maybe too many times we've swept things under the rug. Too many times we have not brought things before God. And that's what we can do. We can take those things. We can bring them to God. Look what he tells us in John chapter 3. Verse 19 through 21. And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for the fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right comes to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants. You know, it's like in so many times we just only see what we want to see, okay? I know in my bathroom I have two sinks. I have a set of lights here and I have a set of lights here. And when I don't want to see how ugly I am, I don't turn these on. Because if I turn these on, I'm going to see everything. And maybe I don't want to see everything. Maybe I just want to see what I need to deal with right now. And too many times we don't bring the things we need to bring to the light. And you know what that does? That hinders us. That hinders us, doesn't it? We're not able to be the full amount of Christians that we are because we lagging this sin behind us, or we in fear that this will be exposed. Bring it all. That's what he said, examine it. And bring it all before the cross and say, God, this is what I have. This is the sins I have. God, forgive me. Do you forgot who you are? Bring them here, Father. Let me walk this year with a clean slate. Here they are. They're brought into the light. I don't have to fear of nothing anymore. I can move forward on and doing what I need to do as a child of God. Now, inventory is about change that needs to take place in our lives, right? We need to move on. There comes a time where we need to start making progress. Let this be your year that you start to make progress. Look at 1 Corinthians 13, 11 through 12. He said, when I was a child, I spoke, thought, and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away those childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. You know, for lack of a better word, there comes a time where we need to just suck it up. Okay? How many of you ever seen the movie Black Hawk Down? You ever seen that movie, man? I love that movie. Okay, there's a part in that movie where Tom Sizemore is the commander, and all these men go to the crash site where the chopper went down. They're in this big firefight, okay, and they have to retreat. So he tells the sergeant, he said, get in the V and drive. And he said, I can't, I've been shot. And he said, shut up, we've all been shot. Just shut up and drive. You know, and it's true, we've all been beat up, haven't we? We've all have experienced pain in our life. We all have endured hardships in our lives. We've all been wounded. We've all been wounded. We've all been hurt. We've all been situations that we're afraid to move. Just shut up and drive. Just put the things behind you and move forward. You know, there comes that time where we need to put them away. You know, and an inventory cannot be half-hearted, okay? When we do this, people, it needs to be sincere. It needs to be complete. We need to give it our full and utmost attention. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 9, verse 16 and 17. He tells us, no one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst. The wines will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. You know, and so many times when we try to incorporate our old lifestyle with our new lifestyle, or the things that we want to change and the things we don't want to change, and we try to put them together, don't we? And we try to make them work. You know, I like this part, and I don't want to change it, so I'm going to put it in with the things this new year, and I'm going to try to make them work. And they never work, do they? And that's what he's saying here. It's a half measure, and that always prevails nothing. Lukewarm is always spewed out. It's never accepted, is it? And that's what he's saying. If we're going to do this, people, we need to do it half-hearted, wholehearted. We need to get our lives where we want to be. And when we fail to do it correctly, we don't miss everything. We miss everything, not only half. And this is something we deal with, don't we? Trying to get this right. This is something we deal with, don't we? That's why he said test it. Test it. You know why? Because we're going to always battle this. Well, which one will win? You know, it's a story I heard one time of a Indian chief and his grandson were sitting by the fire. And as they was looking into the fire, they had the black wolf and a gray wolf that was fighting. And he asked him, he said, Grandfather, which one will win? He said, well, the one you feed. You know, if you feed the change, it's going to grow. If you feed the old habits, they're going to grow. Well, what if you feed both of them? They're just going to sit there and fight because they both have something to feed off of. So we need to not do a half-hearted self-examination, people. We need to be willing, ready to change, to give our hearts where they need to be. So test them. Don't you realize you're in the faith? Examine your ways. Test and see if you are in the faith. Also, our goal as forgiven sinners is to share what we found with others. Is that not the commission we have been given? God gave you a commission. He gave you a task to do, okay? He said, go and share what you have with others, teaching them to obey all these things I told you to command. And as Christians, that should be our number one priority, isn't it? And starting next week, I'm going to be teaching a class in here on evangelism. I know I've done it in the past, but I've revamped it. It's totally changed. We're going to look at things that we need to do to be more evangelistic. For example, the first thing we're going to have to learn is patience. Okay? We're going to have to learn how to have patience. Bible tells us. And we're going to look in James, and we're going to see when he tells us to be patient, how to be patient, and who to be patient with. Okay? And that's the first lesson we're going to learn starting next week. Because we as Christians, we need to share what we have. Okay? We can't keep what we have in. But there's one thing that has to be done first. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And we're going to look at verses 1 through 5. And he says, don't judge others, and God will not judge you. If you judge others, you will be judged the same way you judge them. God will treat you the same way you treat others. Why do you notice the small piece of dust, excuse me, in your friend's eye, but you don't notice the big piece of wood that is in your eye? Why do you say to your friend, let me take that piece of dust out of your eye? Look first. You still have that big piece of wood in your own eye. you are a hypocrite. First take the wood out of your own eye, then you're able to see clearly to get the dust out of your own, out of your friend's eye. You know, he's not saying don't help people. He's saying you need to fix yourself first. Because I'm going to tell you, if you go before someone and you're not complete, they're going to know it. He's saying we need to fix ourselves first so we can tell these people what they need to do. We need to be the living example of what we tell them to do, is what he's saying. So we need to, through this self-examination, we need to look at ourselves and we need to see what needs to be fixed. And we need to bring it to God and we need to just lay it out at the cross and say, Father God, here I am. Mold me, make me, fix me how you want me to be. Submitting ourselves to God. Let this be the year that we allow ourselves to be molded back together. Let this be the year we allow to have those things in our life discarded. The things that need to be fixed and put together. It can be done. It can be done. I know starting this year, I'm going to take that look at myself. And there's so many things that needs to be changed and corrected. But I have God to help me. And I know through that we'll be bettered. And things will be, my ministry will be better. I know everything that I do will become better. So let's this year, if we truly want to make a resolution, let's examine ourselves and see where we at, see which way we need to go. This morning, as we close, and one more thought in this lesson to be yours. This morning as we close, if you have a emptiness in your heart that needs to be filled, it can only be filled through Christ Jesus. And this morning, the waters of baptism wait. You can come and you can become that child of God this morning. There's nothing hindering you. You can come and you can become that child. If there's things in your life right now that have surfaced or you want to bring to the surface that you want us to come and pray about, you can come and we'll circle you this morning. We will lay hands on you and we will pray for you. And we will help you in your new journey and your new walk with God. Things that need to be prayed about or brought forth this morning can be done. This morning, let our hearts and our minds lead us back to the cross. This morning, let us come and make our feelings known if we have any. And let's pray for the one next to us this morning as we pray. That the ones that can't help themselves, that I can stand in prayer for them. This morning, let us not be a stumbling block. Let us be a great example to other people. Let's fix ourselves so we can help others fix them. If you have a need this morning, please feel free to come as we stand and as Rusty